World Youth Day is well underway in Madrid. On Wednesday, participants took part in catechesis sessions at various venues around the city. One of the co-sponsors of the catechesis session for English-speaking pilgrims is the Knights of Columbus. Its Supreme Knight, Carl A. Anderson, made an intervention at Wednesday's session and afterwards spoke to Emer McCarthy.
Well, you're missing a tremendous event here with a million young adults coming together, witnessing to their faith and taking this opportunity to have a joyful celebration of their faith, looking forward to being with Pope Benedict XVI. So it's unlike anything else one would experience.
Now, walking through this center, you have the main arena where the principal catechesis are taking place in the morning, where you also celebrated Holy Mass this morning in the first day of the catechesis. But I'm seeing in all the side rooms also that you have separate groups with people addressing the young people. What are the main themes or discussions that are taking place here in this center? What are the issues that the speakers invited to speak to the young people are trying to address with the young people who've come here?
Well, it's the Love and Life Center, so we might look at it in two ways. The two popes of World Youth Day, Pope John Paul II, Pope Benedict XVI. Of course, Pope Benedict's great encyclical, Deus Caritas Est, God is Love, and John Paul II's great encyclical, Evangelium Vitae, on human life and the gospel of life. So around these two great themes are the discussions, and the breakout sessions actually give the pilgrims an opportunity to interact with some of the speakers, whether they're theologians or professors or bishops or cardinals. The areas that are of concern to them, questions of religious liberty, questions of theology of the body, questions of how to be an authentic Christian witness, questions of how to get along with their peers and maintain their Christian lifestyle in societies and cultures which many times are not conducive to living like that.
Indeed, this is probably one of the biggest challenges that face young people today in secularized nations in the Western world, in the United States, just like in the UK, in Ireland, Australia, in some African nations, and in some Asian nations. But you really have a huge mix of young people here. Do you have any idea of the geographical area you're encompassing here in this center?
Well, it's all the English-speaking pilgrims, so Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Ireland, the United States, of course, even some countries you might not think of where English would be the second language, like the Scandinavian countries. We hear the Holy Father, Pope Benedict, and before him John Paul II, speaking often of the need for a new evangelization. And that's very much an issue here at World Youth Day, because the new evangelization realizes that the growth of the church, the evangelization process, our encounter with secularism depends upon the authentic witness of all Christians, not just the clergy, not just religious sisters, but laity, and laity at all levels. And so one of the great things about World Youth Day is the understanding that we're called to be a witness now, wherever we are. Don't wait 10, 15, 20 years till you're older. You have something very special to contribute on the basis of who you are today.
The new evangelization, as you said, is one of Pope Benedict XVI's priorities, and he very much sees the movements within the church as being key tools in this new evangelization, where we're seeing in the Western church particularly a massive drop in many countries in vocations to religious life, to the priesthood. You are literally, you're here in Madrid only weeks, not even weeks, after the Supreme Council of the Knights of Columbus. And, of course, the Pope wrote to you, and in his message to you, penned by Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, Secretary of State, he underlined the fact that the Knights of Columbus are a motor to promote lay participation in the church. Is it difficult to almost encourage young American Catholics to be actively involved, not only within their parishes, but more importantly in their places of work, in their universities, among their peers?
I think it's not so difficult. I think what may be difficult for some of us who are older is to find avenues and opportunities for the younger Catholics to participate and to have a leadership role. But where we offer them that, where we say, your contribution is necessary now, you have important things that you can do now, they rise to the occasion. And so we have, I think, a tremendous untapped power in the church. And that power is the energy, enthusiasm, integrity of our young Catholics.
Another very important thing for Pope Benedict is faith formation. Because active participation is one thing, but it must be grounded in well-formed Catholics. So young people who know their faith, who know the sacred scripture, who know the doctrine of the church. This is something else that the Knights of Columbus are particularly active in, is helping young people access this. We know that you promote many colleges, courses. You sponsor young people for less advantageous backgrounds to university. How much is that important part of your participation in the life of the youth in Catholic Church?
Well, it's tremendously important because, as John Paul II once said, and I think I'm paraphrasing, and maybe he was quoting somebody else, love, don't trust any love that is separated from the truth, and don't trust a truth that is separated from love. They go together. And so faith formation is critically important because the Christian is called to a life of love, but that love has to be expressed in a way that affirms the truth of love. Love has a truth. And so we have to be formed in the faith if we are to authentically express what it means to be a Christian.
My final question, this is more on a personal note. Walking in through this Palacio de Deportes, you know, this Love and Life Center, just seeing the young people literally everywhere, the religious sisters in such, you know, close contact with these young people and the atmosphere here, what impact has it made on you personally? I mean, you're, of course, very involved in the Catholic Church worldwide, not just in the United States, but being here at this moment, what impact personally has it made on you?
This is my fourth World Youth Day. I started late, but I'm trying hard to catch up. It's a great, inspiring time because its message is the church has a future, and the future of the church is an exciting future. It's an authentic future. It's one we have hope in. It's one we can trust, and it shows us that this faith of the Catholic community is a global, universal faith. We speak always at Mass of the universal church, but here we see it's truly universal, it's truly global, it truly connects us all in one family, and there's no better expression of that than World Youth Day.